Algar Productions.
For Joe. Safe journeys, Cap.
Begin ship-to-ship communication. Romulan Science Vessel Vashana to Federation Starship USS Endeavor. Commander Terrell recording. Protocol suggests the inclusion of a stardate here, but it will soon become apparent that this information would be largely meaningless in any real sense. During our exploration of the star cluster designated Indigo by Team Nimbus, the Vashana encountered a type of gravimetric disturbance heretofore unknown in our collective database. Closer examination yielded a number of data points that my science officers assure me will prove fascinating to the right eyes. I'm including that data with this transmission. I suspect that your Commander Wildman may be in possession of the necessary ocular receptors to appreciate it. I am uncertain if many, or in fact any other officers, would. However, one point involving said disturbance quickly became impossible to ignore. It would seem that the gravitons responsible for the phenomenon have reacted with the forced quantum singularity that powers our vessel. Consequently, we are now experiencing and attempting to extricate ourselves from severe time dilation effects. This is, of course, the sort of situation that Captain Gia would describe as all in a day's work for vessels such as ours. It is not entirely unexpected, and the scientific data we glean from the experience will almost certainly outweigh our temporary temporal inconvenience. Obviously, this situation will have an impact on personnel. Lieutenant Commander Kutch is still safely aboard the Vashana, continuing to serve what was intended to be a 30-day exchange rotation as our Chief of Security. Current estimates see us breaking free of the time distortion near the end of this 30 days, from our point of view. However, it may be something closer to 2 to 3 standard years from the perspective of Endeavor and the other members of Team Nimbus. We apologize for the inconvenience and hope you can all appreciate how truly unavoidable the situation was. We will, of course, return your crewmate and friend to you at our earliest possible convenience. In transmission.
We came together in a spirit of peaceful cooperation to expand our collective understanding of the universe. 12 unique cultures from across 2 galaxies.
Faced with complete disaster, we discovered that a single, unified coalition would be infinitely greater than the sum of its parts.
And leading the charge in this unprecedented interstellar partnership is the Federation Starship Endeavor.
Endeavor, created by Ron Algar Watt and Maggie Robotham. Starring Kara O'Connor as Naomi Wildman, Amanda Smith as Dal Lacerto, and Jason Wallace as Kutch.
Season 3, Episode 1, Billet Doux.
Hey, Kutch, it's me, Dal Lacerto. Obviously. Apparently, the sciences department has worked out a way for us to get messages to you inside whatever time hole you managed to get yourself stuck in. In addition to gently correcting me every time I use the phrase time hole, Naomi has tried on a number of occasions to explain exactly how this is possible. And believe me, the operative word here is tried. I told her that if she said the word gravimetric one more time, I would stun her with a phaser. She pulled rank and informed me that as a lowly ensign stationed in linguistics, I don't have access to phasers. So I informed her that I had an in with the Chief of Security before I remembered. Yeah, I miss you, buddy. We all do. I know this sort of thing tends to happen in our line of work. But that doesn't make it any easier living without my best friend for up to 3 years. I do know this, though. You're going to have a lot of reading to catch up on when you get back, because Book Club's agenda is locked in, with or without you. And if you think I'm not meticulously documenting my thoughts on every single title, as well as counter-arguments for your anticipated reactions, then you don't know me at all. Work has been, well, mostly still kind of tedious since my demotion. But Endeavor did make a pretty interesting discovery last week, actually. I was having lunch on the station with Naomi and Nav when... we found a what now?
A seed bank!
I can't speak for Dal, but on behalf of myself, I can't say your tactic of repeating an unfamiliar phrase in a more enthusiastic tone suddenly makes me know what the hell you're talking about.
This aspect of the dialect we call Wildmanese has always puzzled linguists.
I'd have gone with Naomi's myself.
Oh, that is better. I'll update the appropriate documentation.
Don't forget to attribute your sources.
Of course. You take me for?
Seed banks were a scientific practice that began on Earth in the 20th century.
I thought we'd all finally broken free from the tyrannical shackles of old Earth culture.
This isn't culture, it's science.
Oh, I see.
It's science.
Even problematic cultures occasionally produce useful scientific principles.
I suppose that rave of Todd's was pretty good. Is it possible this enlightened society managed to contribute more than one useful thing to the galaxy?
Do you two want to hear about this or not?
I still have a lot more lunch to eat, so yes.
And I'd feel bad if we mocked you so much that you stopped being excited about this. I always try to pull back right before you reach that point. It's a very delicate dance.
But you dance it divinely.
Why, thank you.
Seed banks were repositories of... well, seeds, preserved for scientific reference and to maintain genetic diversity in case a species of a plant goes extinct.
And we found one of these.
What we found would probably be more accurately described as a gene bank, but yes.
A gene bank?
It's a massive space station, at least twice the size of Nimbus, containing genetic material from thousands of species from hundreds of worlds.
I'm certain that Kutch's response to the term genetic material would be disgust.
I can hear him now.
Gross.
What makes this a particularly interesting find is that it seems to contain specimens from the time when the Hydrans were alive. Based on our initial scans, there's evidence that links a number of Omega cultures, not just the genetic material...
seriously, gross.
But quite a lot of documentation as well. Our anthropology specialist believes this could be a Rosetta Stone for basically every culture we know about in this region of space. You know what a Rosetta Stone is, right?
Yes, Naomi. We both went to the same academy that you did.
Some of us even specialize in fields of study where that would be a relevant historical thing to know about.
Okay. I was just checking.
If this thing has material assets and not just biological samples...
oh, is it my turn?
So gross!
Then it might be considered a salvage operation. And therefore, it would fall under the purview of supply, which, as you both know, is my department.
Is it still considered a department if there's only one person in it?
Of course it is. That just means I'm more efficient than the rest of you.
All it really means is that you're not subject to the same oversight as the rest of us.
Because they trust me, on account of the efficiency and competence.
You can throw the word purview around all you like.
Thank you, I will, as is my purview.
But we all know you're just itching for another excuse to dig through some culture's garbage.
It is not garbage! The potential scientific benefits of this expedition are practically immeasurable.
Isn't it the entire job of the sciences department to measure things?
Listen, I'm not going to deny it. I've never denied it. I love seeing stuff like this. Boneyards, abandoned alien cities.
This is like her thing about corpses.
I thought you were finally done making fun of me for that.
I like to keep you on your toes.
I don't know. Maybe there's some deeper meaning behind it, but I just like stuff. Physical stuff. I've made a career out of keeping and counting stuff. And I like to see new and interesting stuff when I can.
This is why we're all out here.
True enough. And yeah, this seed bank of yours sounds potentially exciting. When we're finished here, I'm going to talk to the Admiral's office about being made part of that away team.
I wouldn't bother if I were you.
Oh, Lieutenant Buccabello!
Commander.
The lieutenant is the mission specialist I was telling you two about. He's currently the only anthropologist serving aboard Endeavor since Commander Turkle signed on to assist the Cardassians in that archaeological dig.
Yes, ma'am. And as the acting head of the anthropology department, it falls to me to sign off on any personnel changes. And I can tell you, Chief Petty Officer.
Senior Chief, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Sir.
I can tell you, Chief, that there's no room for a supply rat on this mission. We're visiting this outpost for purely cultural and scientific purposes. High-level personnel. Officers only.
I certainly don't want to undercut your authority in this matter, Lieutenant.
I'm glad, Commander, because the Captain told me in no uncertain terms that all decisions relating to this and all anthropological matters are final until Lieutenant Commander Turkle gets back.
Of course.
So, Chief, I'd suggest you stay here and count stem bolts, or whatever it is your outmoded so-called department does.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, what was that, Chief?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
That's what I thought. As you were.
Now that is a one-man department that I would not be confident in describing as efficient or competent.
Nav, are you all right?
Yeah, I threw an easy one out there to get you started because I was sure you'd have something venomous to say about that guy.
He's a real jerk.
Okay, Naomi. I said we were saving the really cruel remarks for Nav, remember?
If you would both excuse me, I have something urgent to attend to.
Whoa, hey, are you sure you're all right?
I'll be fine, but don't count on me being here for lunch for the next, let's say, 60 days or so.
60 days?
What's going on?
I can't really talk about that right now. I'm going to be gone for a while, but I'll be fine. And you'll both understand everything when I get back.
There she goes.
I don't think I've ever seen her move so fast.
Yeah, so, as I write this, we're well into Nav's mysterious 60 days. Nobody has any idea where she is. And knowing her, it could be literally anywhere. For all we know, she's visiting you inside that time hole of yours. The Admiral confirms that she's gone on approved leave, and she's apparently repurposed an emergency medical hologram to watch supply while she's away. But I guess we're just going to have to wait for her to get back to find out what the hell is going on. It's just not going to be the same around here without her. Or without you. There is so much more I want to talk to you about. And I hope it turns out that all those scientists are wrong about how long it's going to be until we get to see you again. I love you, buddy. We all do.
Begin correspondence packet segment. USS Endeavor to Romulan Science Vessel Vashana. Subcommander Valesa, Acting Chief of Security, recording. Intended recipient, Lieutenant Commander Kutch, Acting Chief of Security of the Vashana. Kutch, please forgive the lateness of my reply. However, given your current temporal circumstances, it occurs that said lateness will be largely imperceptible from your vantage point. Apology rescinded. By now, as you no doubt already know, I was meant to have finished my exchange tour aboard Endeavor, as well as with the Ah, the Turan, and the Klingons. Tomorrow would have been my first day among the Cardassians under the command of Gull Emmerich. It was my sincere hope that this exchange program would, as designed, have strengthened the Nimbus Project by providing a greater understanding of one another's policies and protocols. I had also hoped to reap the personal benefits of experiencing a broad array of cultures and traditions outside my comfort zone. Though I suppose an extended, unplanned posting aboard a Federation ship also qualifies as outside my comfort zone, it was, at least, some comfort to learn that, notwithstanding our circumstances, the exchange program has been a resounding success among its remaining participants. Thinking ahead to the conclusion of this correspondence and the next step in the process, the application of an encryption algorithm, it occurs to me that this step has likely not occurred to most, if not all, of your rather lackadaisical crewmates aboard Endeavor. There is a rather wide gap between your approach to security and mine, a fact that you have no doubt discovered yourself by now. One could, if one were so inclined, easily connect this casual attitude towards protocol with the fact that Commander Wildman will be spending the foreseeable near future behind a quarantine bubble. But that, I suppose, is her story to tell. Please do not misinterpret my good-natured complaining as genuine distaste or displeasure. This has been, on the whole, an enjoyable experience for me, and I have found the crew of Endeavor to be exceptionally welcoming. While I am certain that the crew of the Vishana has been similarly welcoming to you, I do not envy you your circumstances. When you return, everyone you know will have experienced 3 years of events for which you were not present. I know you will handle this with the resilience and cheer for which you are rightly renowned. I cannot, in all honesty, say that I would do the same. Be well, and rest assured that your vessel and your friends are in good hands during your absence. End transmission.
Hi, Kutch! We were all really bummed to hear about what happened to you in the Vishana. Dal and I have been doing our best to carry on without you, but we keep noticing your absence in new and surprising ways. I know relative time is effectively meaningless from our two vantage points right now, but I still hope you make it back soon. But it's not like it's all sad news. You get to study a time hole! I mean, gravimetric disturbance. Oh God, please don't tell Dal I used her stupid name for it, or I'll never live it down. It'll just have to go on the increasingly long list of other things she'll never let me forget about. I imagine the Romulans must be treating you better than Doc Shang is treating me right now.
You know what you did, Wildman.
I didn't do anything!
I can't hear you if you don't use the comm. These off-force fields are amazing at containing potential contaminants, but that noise, oof.
Oh, I know all about the noise. It's been pounding inside my skull since you sealed me in here.
Well, maybe next time you'll observe proper quarantine protocols on an away mission, and not just shove your hand into the first pool of unidentified liquid you discover.
We scanned the... The comm. We scanned the seed bank at the highest possible resolution before we went over there, and Lieutenant Bacabella, for all his other flaws, has been ridiculously thorough with his record-keeping on this mission. So I'm certain he shared those results with you.
He did. Because I wouldn't have signed off on an away team beaming into a giant pile of undocumented genetic diversity in the first place if he hadn't.
Well then, if you signed off it beforehand, I don't understand why I'm in here.
If you'll recall, Commander, my recommendation was that you keep your life support belts active at all times during this mission. But I know how you operate. You saw the word approved and you ignored the rest of my report.
I absolutely did not!
So then you knowingly disobeyed my recommendation?
Disobeyed implies that I did something wrong. I read your recommendation, and seeing as it was just that, a recommendation, I determined that it was unwarranted under the circumstances. And in my capacity as Endeavor's senior science officer, my actions were entirely appropriate.
Wildman, we've been having this fight for almost 4 years now, but I'll say it again. In my capacity as Endeavor's chief medical officer, I outrank you in these matters. I outrank Gia, I outrank Soraya. In fact, in this entire program, there is only one officer whose authority potentially supersedes mine. And that's the CMO of the Vishana, who has been practicing medicine about 6 months longer than I have. But that was before he fell into a time hole.
Stop calling it a time hole!
Why? You just did.
I thought you couldn't hear me in there.
That was, and remains, true.
Then how... Are you reading the letter I'm writing?
Of course I am. It's like you don't even know me.
All right, listen. If this is meant to teach me a lesson, then consider the lesson learned. I don't take your authority seriously enough, and I need to start doing that.
Teach you a lesson? How petty do you think I am?
Doc, you have my food and water set up to come out of a dispenser in the wall. Not a replicator. Food pellets and a water bottle with a straw. Like a pet rodent. It's humiliating.
Okay, that part is me being petty. You've got me there. But I am, as you apparently keep forgetting, the chief medical officer. And people would get really snippy with me if they found out I was holding you here without a good reason. As it happens, I genuinely have an extremely good reason.
What reason?
Whatever you touched over there seems to have latched itself onto your DNA.
Okay, that does sound serious. You know I'm not the only one who touched it, though, right?
Oh, I do know that. But you're the only one with Qatarian DNA. And that seems to be what this... thing has responded to. The others checked out fine.
What kind of thing are we talking about?
Oh, that's just it. I have absolutely no idea. It's behaving somewhat like a virus, but that's an extremely broad interpretation. I don't really have the vocabulary for something this alien. Typically, the next step would be for me to consult with a senior medical professional. But as we previously discussed, the only one of those is currently losing his seniority inside a time hole.
It's not a time hole!
The infection is not triggering any kind of immune response from you whatsoever. And the information it's replicating inside you seems almost undetectable. As far as I can tell, you're entirely fine to return to duty as long as we keep you under observation.
Great!
But I really should get a second opinion. Just to be completely safe. I wouldn't want to risk losing someone as important as our senior science officer. Did you just activate the comm to sigh at me? You know, if you wear out that toggle, you're not going to be able to talk to anyone outside that field at all anymore. I'm getting a message for you from the other members of your science team.
I still don't understand why you won't let me keep my comm badge.
Officially, I'm concerned you're a flight risk.
And unofficially?
I would only share a detail like that with a friend. And we're not friends, Wildman.
We could be.
Nah, I'm good. Apparently your team was investigating the moon closest to the seed bank. And they've run into some pretty serious... Oh, well, I'm not a science officer, so I can't pretend to understand any of this gobbledygook. But Grant seems pretty excited about it.
What? What did she find?
Hang on, I'm reading. Displaced air, okay, that makes sense. Only leaving a visible crater, sure, okay.
What? What's leaving a visible crater?
Hell if I know. Those are the only words I understood in this report.
Dr. Shang, may I please read the report?
Not now. Maybe we'll revisit the idea after you finish your food pellets.
That's how things are going here on Endeavor, Kutch. Business as usual, as Cap would say. Oh, and Dal said she told you about what happened with Nov. We're almost at the end of her 60 days, so I suppose we'll find out what it's all about soon. Hopefully I'll be out of the stupid quarantine field by then. I did hear a rumor that she went back to the Alpha Quadrant, but I'm not so sure.
Ooh, I hadn't heard that one. Who told you that?
Dear Kutch, how are you? I am fine. And if you're wondering if I'm mocking the way you start every transmission, wonder no longer. Because I am. I feel comfortable doing this because I believe we've finally settled the issue of which of us is the senior officer. And it's me. It's true that we were both promoted to Lieutenant Commander on the same day, but I'm going to end up with a substantial amount of seniority over you thanks to that time hole. I got the idea from Doc Shang. She also told me I should definitely refer to it as a time hole. I'm not sure why she was so insistent. Oh, hang on. I know why now. It's because it bothers Wildman. Yeah, I won't be pulled into the middle of this again. Speaking of Wildman... Okay, Wildman. The computer told me you're still in sick bay and... You're still in that force field, huh? You know, Doc, it would be nothing for me to adjust the harmonics on that thing. Seriously, it'd take me longer to fetch my tools from engineering than it would to make the actual adjustments.
What's she saying? I can't see her from this angle, or hear her, or hear anything but this force field.
She's just shaking her head, emphatically, on her way out the door. There she goes.
Ugh. Must be nice to just leave sickbay whenever you want. What can I do for you, Commander Myra?
Well, I'd hope to include Doc Shang in this conversation since it pertains to the data she shared, but...
What data?
The data contained in that virus or whatever it is that you got yourself infected with. What's that? I need to activate the comm. Actually, to hell with that. There. Now your comm is just open, and we don't have to keep pushing a button to talk to each other like cave people.
Oh, thank God. Myra, you're a lifesaver.
Damn right I am.
Okay, Naomi. I waited until I saw Doc Shang get on a shuttle before I dared stick my head in here again. But I have... Oh, Commander.
Ensign?
I had something fairly urgent to discuss with Naomi, but I can come back later if you'd prefer.
I can be professional if you can, Ensign. Assuming this is work-related?
It is. It's about the data that Doc Shang shared.
Wow, she must really be stumped if she has all of you working on this.
You know she'd never admit that, but she is. Fortunately, I think I might be close to cracking it.
What do you mean, cracking it?
Well, you know that you have a tiny amount of extra information shoved into your DNA. I was working on the theory that it might be a message.
A message? In my DNA?
Makes as much sense as anything else. Makes a lot more sense than some of the other absolutely ridiculous theories I've heard.
Doc Shang hasn't let me hear any of that.
I actually came down here to share my own absolutely ridiculous theory.
Oh, I am so sorry, Commander. I didn't mean...
Eddie's Ensign. I actually think that what I've found and what you're working on might not be mutually exclusive.
Is anyone going to tell me what's going on with my DNA?
Well, I can't entirely do that. But I can tell you that the so-called virus that infected you looked familiar to me. Really familiar. I knew I'd seen something very much like it before.
Do you know a lot about biological processes?
Apart from the ones that keep me alive? Absolutely nothing at all. But what this reminded me of wasn't a biological process. It was a mechanical one.
Mechanical?
Remember the virus that reorganized the programming in our tricorder and granted it sentience?
Just another day in Starfleet.
The software code that formed the core of that virus is almost identical to the genetic code that's currently taken up residence in your cells. And given the nature of that seed bank, it seems entirely plausible to me that both things were created by the same intelligence.
Whoa.
That's what I said. Only, the missing piece for me was why. Obviously, it's not trying to make you sentient because you already are.
Myra, you sweet talker.
But factoring in Ensign Lacerdo's theory that it's some kind of message, that completely lines up with everything we've seen from this culture. Nothing we've seen from them has seemed malicious. They're usually just trying to tell us something.
It's a solid theory. Del, have you managed to get anywhere with the possible translations?
I have some groundwork in place, but there are some serious gaps in the actual syntax. If I could get over to the seed bank and have a look at that Rosetta Stone.
Seems easy enough. Myra to Bacabello.
Bacabello here.
Lieutenant, we're going to need access to the seed bank.
Who's we?
Well, me, first of all. I want to check some data we've collected against a few things I have on file. Oh, and someone from linguistics. Ensign Lacerdo?
Absolutely not.
I beg your pardon.
We already have a linguist over here, and after that absolute fiasco with Commander Wildman, I do not want any more senior staff barging in and contaminating the site further.
Lieutenant, I'm sure we can...
My word is final, Commander, and don't bother going to Captain Gia about this because he has granted me full authority over this site.
Who the hell does he think he is?
Well, Commander Wildman, I think I'm the senior anthropology specialist on this mission, and... Now, what the hell do you want? I'm sure I told you to stay out of my... Is that what I think it is?
Did you hear what that absolute maniac of a cousin of mine did? You probably haven't actually heard yet. And I promised her I'd let her tell it because it really is her story to tell. But I need you to know just how much it's killing me to hold back. Trust me, I'm a medical professional. I'm an expert at things killing people. Incidentally, I'm sure she's told you differently, but Wildman is fine. Yes, I kept her sealed in a quarantine field for 3 weeks. But all of her needs were provided for. So whatever she said about that, I'm certain she's just being a big blubbery baby about it. Oh, and I'm enclosing a document with my portion of this packet. I took copious notes while I was convalescing aboard the Vishana after Mickey. I think I have a pretty good handle on who's dating whom, who hated whom, and... who is obviously hiding something. I send you this information partially in hopes that it can assist you over there, but mostly because I need you to fill in some very conspicuous gaps. A doctor can pick up a lot that nobody else can. But security? You guys are on a whole nother level. Don't let me down, Kutch.
Dear Kutch, how are you? I'm great. I mean, apart from missing you, obviously. Let's just take that as a given. I hope it goes without saying that I'd be happier if you were around. But my adventures don't stop just because you're not here. Apropos of nothing, did you know that Starfleet has a program where enlisted personnel can become officers? Typically, you have to go through a whole elaborate training program, get a senior officer to sponsor you, jump through a whole lot of bureaucratic hoops. Typically, you have to do that. And typically, it can take years. But if the enlisted personnel in question just happens to be highly resourceful and extremely connected, they might just find a way to have that sponsor fill out all the paperwork ahead of their visit to the Alpha Quadrant. They might have also gotten a perfect score on the exam and made a compelling argument to have their years of service taken into account. This might have even gotten them commissioned as a full lieutenant, which, as I'm sure you already know, as someone who's been an officer a lot longer than I have, outranks someone at the rank of, say, lieutenant junior grade.
Is that what I think it is?
If you think it's a full lieutenant's bars, then yes, it is. And you will address me as Sir Lieutenant J.G. Baccabello.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir.
Now then, regarding the matter of my access to this site.
With all due respect, sir, I have been authorized... What's this?
It's a pad.
What's it say?
If only you had any possible way of knowing that.
I'll just read it then.
There are some pretty big words that you, as a junior officer, may have trouble with, so let me make this as simple as I can for you. Those are orders from Admiral Soraya, stating that the anthropological mission to this site has been temporarily sidelined to allow the supply department to scout potential salvage operations.
Yes, sir.
Now, remind me, Lieutenant J.G. Baccabello, who is in charge of the supply department?
You are, sir.
And who am I?
Lieutenant Knopf.
Very good. And do you see any letters after that rank? Letters like, oh, for instance, the J and the G after your own rank?
No, sir.
No, sir. That means I outrank you.
Yes, sir.
Which we have already established, I realize. I'd just like to hear it. Say it one more time for me.
You outrank me, Lieutenant.
Damn right I do. Oh, and remind me of one more thing, Lieutenant Junior Grade Baccabello. Does the Admiral, whose name is at the bottom of those orders, outrank the Captain, who gave you your so-called full authority over this site?
He does, sir.
I thought he might. So then, as far as I can tell, the only thing that remains is for you, Lieutenant Junior Grade, to get the hell out of here.
Yes, sir. Getting the hell out of here, sir.
So yeah, I never had any particular interest in becoming an officer, but there's an old Andorian saying, don't piss off someone who has a whole lot of time on her hands while she waits for her partner to come out of a time hole. Oh, and Myra was able to confirm that Naomi's virus was made by the same people who gave the tricorder a soul. I know it's not actually a soul, but I can annoy a lot of people with that one simple word, and you know I like being efficient. Weirdly, the tricorder actually likes it when I call it that. Dal's pretty sure that the message Naomi's carrying is a warning of some kind. She doesn't know what it's warning about exactly yet, and she says the translating is pretty slow going. But she'll get there, and hopefully it doesn't end up being nearly as ominous as it seems. I even managed to get Naomi released from quarantine. I did that one by pulling rank 2, but that had more to do with my standing in the clan and my ability to threaten Shang's standing in the same. I won't say that I hope you're doing well over there, because I know you are. You know exactly how to make your own fun and have your own adventures. We're a lot alike in that regard. I can't wait until we can be alike together again. I love you.
Season 3, Episode 1 of Endeavor featured Mark Bosco as the narrator, Devlin Grimm as Shang, Terry Lohmeyer as Valesa, Kara O'Connor as Naomi Wildman, Angela Owens-Barnes as Terrell, Aubrey Schaefer as Myra Saskin, Amanda Smith as Dal Lacerto, Sabrina Snyder as Nav, Jason Wallace as Kutch, and Ron Algarwat as Baccabello. It was written by Ron Algarwat and Maggie Robotham. Original theme and additional music by Rich DeThorn. For more information, episode archives, RSS feeds, and more, go to ussendeavor.com. To show your financial support for this show and receive access to bonus shorts, visit patreon.com/algar. That's AALGAR. Production copyright 2024 by Algar Productions. Endeavor is not a for-profit production. Please don't sue us. We're just doing this for fun.